This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, will address a joint session of the U.S. Congress Wednesday. Jens Stoltenberg is in Washington for celebrations marking NATO's 70th birthday. He says it's a time also when NATO has strong support here in the U.S.
We see that in the Congress. We see it in opinion polls. They all tell the same story. There is strong support for NATO in the United States from both sides. But that was also the clear message from President Trump today. He is a staunch supporter of NATO. At the same time, he conveys a clear message about the importance of that allies invest more, fair burden sharing, and NATO allies agree. We have actually made the same pledge.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, the European Union's chief negotiator, said that Britain is getting closer and closer to having its exit from the EU go forward with no deal in place on the terms of its withdrawal. So far, British lawmakers have rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's proposals three times. May is expected to try to bring it back for a fourth vote. No agreement is reached on a plan by the EU's April 12th deadline. Britain may exit with no deal or try to get other EU members to agree to a longer extension. And hundreds of Algerians gathered in the capital, Algiers, late Tuesday to celebrate the resignation of President Abdel Aziz Bouteflika. His abrupt departure came after the defense ministry called on the long-term leader to step down immediately after weeks of nationwide protests calling for change in the government. The ailing president was set to step down at the end of his fourth term on April the 28th. For more news, please join us always at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.